You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Yo. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode.
Another one.
On the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast.
Man.
Hey, man. It's Friday. Blessed to get through another week. Blessed to see another weekend.
Man.
Productive week.
Talk to us.
Getting it done. 20-hour day.
What else?
14-hour work day.
What else?
Staying fit.
What else?
Instagram lit. TikTok lit.
Everything lit.
I lifted weights and I did some hit. You know what I'm saying? So listen, if this is your first time watching or your returner, I ask that you hit the like button, subscribe to the page, share it with the friend. And listen, if it is your first time watching, you're probably wondering, why should I hit the like button? I'm about to tell you right now, this is the best fitness podcast out. The dopest fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest fitness podcast out. The coldest.
The realest.
The realest.
Trillest.
The funniest. The most entertaining. We got the most haters. Haters in the comments this week. I got a post coming for the haters soon. Stay tuned for that.
Man.
And with all that being said, let me shout out to the co-host. He's back. Tunji, welcome back to the show.
Dom DeMarco.
What's going on, my boy? How you living, dog? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, what the fuck going on? What they talking about, man?
The realest, the illest, the funniest, the most entertaining, the dopest, the coldest.
You hear me?
Got the most bars.
You hear me?
You dig what I'm saying?
You listen.
Man.
How everything with you, though? You good?
Everything cool, brother.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit fatigued, but that comes with the territory.
Yeah.
You know, great week, productive week.
Yeah.
Things happen, but you got to roll with the punches.
You hear me?
You feel me? That's what the source does. We got to keep providing value no matter what life throws at us. The hate. The fake.
We still great.
We still great.
Before we get started, Tune, I know you've seen the cap.
Man.
Is it cap going on out here, or are we just like...
That shit cap.
Or are we behind the ball? What's going on, man?
That shit cap.
I think it's a lot of cap.
It's a lot of cap going on, man. It's a lot of cap.
A lot of cap going on. You seen the other joint I sent you?
Nah.
The...
What joint? Hold on, I gotta go.
Go look at the DM.
I gotta go.
While he's looking at the DM, I got another story.
I gotta
before we get started.
There's a lot of cap going on, y'all.
Look at the other DM I sent you.
Let me see this joint.
What the fuck is that? did you see what it was?
I did see that.
What?
I did see that earlier. I was like, what's happening?
What are these trainers doing out here?
Like, what's happening right now?
In the fitness, listen, be careful what trainers you listen to, because I really don't know.
What is he talking about?
Did you see what he got?
Was it a before and after joint?
I'm gonna tell you later, bro.
I saw what he went out there for type shit.
Yeah, but like, why are you doing that? Anyway,
hey, get a facial.
Be careful what trainers you listen
BBL.
To.
BBL,
relax, bro. Relax. I wish I could tell y'all, but I can't. Well, anyway, last thing before we get this podcast started, bro. Listen, I'm not like the smartest guy in the world. I understand that.
Me neither.
Don't interrupt my workout to show me how to do triceps. Listen, old heads, I'm cool. I promise you.
Super cool.
I'm good off it, especially who you are as a man.
Oh, and what we know about you.
And what we know about you, Don't give me no workout advice, bro. Like,
bro,
what is wrong with y'all?
Don't even talk to me, bro.
Like, the shit you be doing, I can't even say on the podcast. The shit I be seeing you, never mind. I'm cool, bro. We could talk, but don't try to tell me workouts and teach me shit, bro. Shit, I don't want
to
learn nothing.
You better than me, bro. Don't even talk to me.
You're not even, like, come on, bro. There's levels to this shit. Like, stop fucking playing with me. Anyway, let's get to the let's get the comments. Let's get to the episode. Sorry, y'all.
Hey, let's do tries.
Nah, that shit was crazy. And if I show you how he was doing it, I'm going to tell the story at the end of the podcast. Fuck it. I don't care. He might see it. I don't care. Tell him. Yo, I'm here. Let's let the source get it. Let's get it. The source team. Chuck, what up? Best fitness podcast, Ezekiel
was good.
Back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
All right, Michael Hawkins, I ain't say your name. Welcome to the
welcome
show.
Welcome to the show.
Indian Dolly, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Lotus Flower, welcome back
welcome
to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Wicked Scorpion, checking in. Yes,
welcome
sir.
Welcome to the show.
Big Dog Steph.
Welcome to the show.
I'm going to tell y'all at the end of the podcast.
You do tell.
Y'all not even going to believe me. That's what's crazy. What's crazy is when I tell stories, y'all don't be believing me.
Do tell.
Yeah, weirdos who are old always engage in socially awkward activity.
Man.
Listen, y'all have no idea.
We could write a book on that.
The old heads can't even bench 185 with full range of motion, and they're telling people how to bench press. You're going in the direction I'm talking about.
Back in my day, son.
No. This shit was crazy. When I tell you, you're not even going to. This shit was so crazy, I left the gym.
Oh, you were that blown.
Yeah, that was the end of my workout.
You text
and you know what time I've been working out, so I already don't feel like fucking being in there.
Nah, that shit just threw you all the way off, right?
I'll tell you anyway, last week, if you saw, we did the Big Back episode, Big Back Excuses, and I thought it was a great episode, so we got a part two of the Big Back Excuses. Big Back Excuses basically keeping everybody away from their fitness goals. A Big Back Excuse is something that's hindering you from reaching your goal, right? It's stopping you from going to the gym, stopping you from eating right, whatever it is. We call that a big back excuse here for anybody who don't know what it is.
BBE.
Okay, it's not body shaming. All right, anyway, the first big back excuse for the day.
What we got?
I'm thinking about it. All right. So, and pretty much, you haven't started your fitness journey because you're thinking about it. You haven't hired your personal trainer because you thinking about it. You ain't get your gym membership because you thinking about it.
It's a thought.
It's a thought. You haven't bought no gym clothes or no gym shoes or even attempted to go to the gym because you're thinking about it. Well, guess what? You think about the wrong shit. You need to think about that back and how you feel when you look at that back.
Man.
How you feel when you look at them belly rolls. How you feel when you see your fit friend. How you feel when you see Marty Fit on Instagram going off, when you see Tune flexing at Muscle Up Sundays with the gang, right?
Outside.
You're thinking about the wrong stuff. Stop overthinking and just take action. Get your ass to the gym. Do whatever it is that you need to do. Go to the class. But listen, do it right now. Stop waiting until, oh, I'm going to do it next month. I'm starting 2025. You got two. That's going to be a month and a half of you getting fatter.
Man.
So what are y'all talking about? What you think about people thinking about it too much?
Like you said, they think about all the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying? You thinking about that vacation. You thinking about brunch on Sunday. You thinking about Thanksgiving dinner. You thinking about who's making the mac and cheese. You think about all the wrong shit, but you need to be thinking about that gym membership. You need to be thinking about lifting some weights. You need to be thinking about drinking some water. You need to be thinking about detoxing your gut. You understand me? Because your body odor is reeking.
Oh, brother.
You dig what I'm saying? So we need to be thinking about the right things and stop thinking about all the wrong things that's been holding you back, the things that got you still thinking.
And thinking is not burning no calories. It's not.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Only thing you burning is gas going through the drive-thru. But thinking ain't doing nothing for you. I'm telling you. So when you overthink, it's going to lead to paralysis, right? And then you know, you that's when you start finding more excuses to not go to the gym. You find more reasons to not go to the gym. You start convincing yourself. You start listening to your big back friends. Girl, you don't need that. Your ass fat. Or, man, you don't need that. You know, you play football already. You ain't no athlete no more. You a parent now. Right? So the thinking, it's only going to make you worse, and it's only going to hold you back. So listen, one thing.
Facts.
I do that helps me, and this shit might seem corny to some of y'all, but you got to find a way to break through whatever that obstacle is. Like, I realize we'll sit there and count. Like, if I find myself overthinking, I'll be like, all right, 5, 4, 3, 2.
I do
one.
Shit like that.
Do
too.
Whatever the fuck it is. Nah, for real. Like, I really do that.
Like,
shit.
You got to give yourself like a mental countdown.
Or I might set an alarm for 2 minutes, like, however I'm feeling. I'll just sit there and just get that shit done. Sometimes I pull up to the gym, I got to sit in the car for 2 minutes and really contemplate. Like, oh,
like,
really,
like 5 minutes.
I really don't feel like doing this shit.
Right. Like, I don't even want to be.
I'm telling you, like.
But, man, there's been times you pulled up to the gym, myself included, and I'm sure Big isn't, where you pulled up, you get there, you feel good as you get there. As soon as you get there, you be like, man, I'm about to go the fuck home. Like, I'm about to turn around. You be like, you just lose all momentum, all motivation. You be like, I'll come back tomorrow for real when I feel like it.
But I don't go home. I don't know if y'all have.
I've gone home once.
Nah. Mm-mm. If I get there, I'm doing something.
But that's a one and done type deal.
Yeah. Nah. If I get there, I'm doing something.
For sure.
Because this is like, God ain't telling me to go to the gym just to go home. Like, if I'm there, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get some work in. And usually, man, by the time I get, you know, through the first one or two sets, I'm cool.
You're cool, right?
So the overthinking, man, let the action overpower the overthinking, man. And just remember, thinking ain't getting no results. Thinking ain't shrinking that back. And thinking ain't shrinking that belly. We killing y'all on this episode already. Where's my bomb at? Hit the like button. Great fitness content.
And last, that thing is going to leak out into other areas of your life, because that's going to lead to procrastination. So stop thinking, start doing. You dig what I'm saying?
All bars. Hit that comment right there. Look at Mike Hawkins. Michael Hawkins. But you ain't just thinking about not eating that big back carryout food. You ain't just thinking about hookah. You ain't just thinking about more brunches. Bars. There's no hesitation when it comes to that.
Right.
You ain't got to think about shit. See that plate? Oh, yeah. Right to it.
That's me.
Yeah. Mimosa. Bottomless. You didn't think about that.
Yeah, at all.
You didn't think about what it's going to do to that stomach afterwards. Anyway, once I'm there, I'm good. Just got to walk through the door, and it's go time. Definitely.
So as you warm up, you straight.
That's it, man. All right. Man, hit that like button. Y'all ready for...
Hit the like button, y'all.
Big back excuse number two.
Ding, ding.
I can't lift too heavy. I don't want to hurt myself. Listen, man. We tell y'all all the time, if you're getting hurt in the gym, right, you are probably putting too much weight on there. But that doesn't mean you don't challenge yourself at all. It doesn't mean you go and grab the 5-pound weights. It doesn't mean you don't challenge yourself and try to increase the weight every time you come to the gym. Right. If you're getting hurt, you're doing something wrong, mm-hmm. or you're trying to ego lift. Right.
Facts.
Do what you can do. Do what you know, what you can do, but make it challenging. Right. After you finish a set, you shouldn't just be go right to the next thing or be doing the reps like this. That's too fucking easy. You got to struggle a little bit in the gym. Right. That's going to create it's going to tear down the muscle tissue, and it's going to create muscle endurance. And what do both of those do? Help your metabolism, right? So you have to challenge yourself. Stop going to the gym trying to do the most easiest thing or trying to avoid something that's difficult. Like you suck at leg day, so you never do legs, or you suck at upper body day, so you never do upper body day, or you suck at cardio, so you never do cardio and wonder why you swollen. Like a fucking... You feel like Barney off Barney. You feel like all of Baby Bop DJ. You feel like the Teletubbies. You feel like everybody. Patrick Starr.
Larry Lobster.
They're not built like Larry Lobster. Yeah,
up top they are, down low they're not.
Yeah, skipping leg day. Trying to avoid it. You got anything on that tune? People trying to avoid... lifting challenging weight in the gym, or just doing things in general that's challenging?
Yeah, I mean, I see it all too often, right? People, they like to do what's convenient. They like to do what's easy, right? if something comes their way that's challenging, they rather shy away or do something that, that they know that they can that they can do or that they can bully, right? Yep. So challenge yourself to do things that you know are going to push you, right? Because you don't grow if you're not being challenged or if you don't choose to challenge yourself. Now, obviously, you don't want an ego lift like C. Marty said, right? Because potentially you're going to hurt yourself. But if you're going in there, you don't know what you're doing, hire a trainer. Holla at C. Marty. DM him, DM me. Holla at Big Ism. You know, it doesn't hurt to ask somebody, hey, you know, how do you do this? Or ask for assistance. But if you're going in there trying to push weight, you know that you can't lift, you're going to hurt yourself. Or if you don't know what you're doing as far as proper body mechanics and form, you're going to injure yourself. So there's a number of ways that you could potentially put yourself at risk just by not knowing what you're doing, right? So do it the right way, man. Get with a trainer or progressively challenge yourself, go up on the weights, but don't shy away from the work, man. That's the only way you get better.
Or just use the online resources, man. You got TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Threads, X, Google, right? It's the information's out there, and 9 times out of 10, you can follow an influencer that's gonna
hold your hand.
Yeah, get you the answers you're looking for, or have the body that you're looking for. Make sure they legit though. That's why you watch this podcast, to figure out who's legit.
Facts.
I'm telling y'all right now though, motherfuckers do not be legit. Motherfuckers be capping, dog.
Illegitimate.
That shit is crazy. I'm really like shocked.
You're blown away.
That's at the people that I thought was solid, and I found out they cap.
It's a lot of cap.
Like, damn, bro. Like, I thought you was one of the good ones.
I thought you was solid.
I thought you was solid.
Cap.
I spoke highly about you. You know what I'm saying? He look bad.
Man.
Yeah, see, Marty spoke good about that person, man.
We siced you.
Nah. Not no more.
Crazy. Sorry.
I hate to do that shit, though. Like, it is what it is.
I did my research. I'm like, nah, this shit not adding up. It's not ad.
I wish I could say what I want to say.
But you know I got to go.
And I'm not going to say.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I'm not going to say who it was, but I will say what race they were.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And it was another race. But I'm still not going to say that.
Race. I'm not going to say what race, what people.
This shit getting crazy. Hey, Big Rob, we got to tell you about the other shit we was talking about. We didn't tell Big Rob. The one that's I DM'd you. I didn't tell Rob about that shit.
I'm like, what the hell?
I saw
the post of this shit. I'm like, I was confused, bro. What are you talking about, bro?
All right, man. Hey, look.
Moneymaker.
Didn't you say he
what I say?
I'm not joking. He bought a certain coach.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Program, right?
Yeah.
Is that what they're fucking teaching?
Fuck no.
So what? Okay. Anyway.
They out there paying for it.
They are legitimate. illegitimate. All right. Let's get to the next. The next excuse. Are y'all ready for the next excuse?
The weight's too heavy.
Yeah, fucking bullshit, all these fucking bullshit excuses I hear. All right. I'm manifesting. Fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck did you say?
Where did you get that from?
That person ever heard that.
I'm manifesting. Yeah, I'm manifesting this body. I'm sorry. You can't be manifesting the body, but you add brunch all the time. Manifesting the body, you're eating, going on big back dates, eating foods in front of drive-thru. You're not manifesting anything. Did you manifest your back? I don't think so. Did you?
Big back activity.
Did you manifest your stomach? I don't think so.
Big back activity.
I'm telling you, ladies, whatever, listen, y'all listen to these podcasts, these relationship podcasts, and these women coaches, fellas, y'all listen to this. You got to put the fucking work in. You got to get up. It's uncomfortable, and it is what it is. Stop these big, cool words that are trendy. You heard a word, now you using that shit. Manifest. What are you talking about? That shit don't work here.
That's not
it. Didn't
right.
work for you to get a husband or a boyfriend, so don't bring that shit to fitness. Oops, my bad. Can I do that? It's a fitness podcast. I don't care. I'm killing y'all. How you feel? You ever heard anybody say they manifesting their body to
I haven't heard. I think I heard that shit, that but it sounds so stupid. It kind of went one in one ear and went out the other. Like, how do you manifest that? Y'all trying to get too fancy. That's a fallacy. You know what I'm saying? You can't manifest this body. You got to work for the fucking body. Man. Stop dodging the work. Y'all doing everything but doing the motherfucking work. And that's why you're going to stay fat, right. stay big, stay wide, stay huge. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only way that you're going to manifest anything is that you got to motherfucking put some work in.
Yeah.
Then you can manifest whatever you envision moving forward. But ain't nothing going to come about if you don't get up and stop thinking, stop procrastinating. Put down the carry out, put down the drive through.
Yeah, you manifesting, but you feasting.
I think you manifesting is that hookah. with the sheesh. Or blueberry.
You manifesting, but you manifest, but you at America's best.
Dom DeMarco.
If you're not from the DMV, that's a wing spot here. That was a bar. That's a crazy bar. That's a crazy bar, bro.
This man got bars, man.
Man, listen.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, dog. Like, what's another one? Fit girl era.
Soft girl era.
Well, we can't keep it fitness. We ain't going to go down that lane. Fuck out of here. But I mean, I don't know, man.
Manifest.
And even
manifesting this body. How do you do that?
Yeah, like the trendy shit, like even with
you pray in the body, you get a six pack.
Huh?
Will you just pray and your six pack come about? How does that work?
I don't know. And then even just like the term bulking, like just a lot of trendy shit in fitness. Bulking even has like you think you could just eat whatever the fuck you want. That's not how it works. That's not bulking, right?
That word's been heavily spewed.
Exactly. And same with cutting.
Dirty bulk.
Yeah.
What is a dirty bulk?
You're big backing.
You're
eating whatever the fuck you want.
You were calorie stacking, my friend.
Big backing, calorie stacking, calorie packing, slacking. You're doing all that. That's what you're doing.
Slack.
Detox. Yeah, I'm just not going to eat anything. That's not a fucking detox. Like, so cut out the trendy stuff, man. Just listen, do the simple stuff, do the stuff that works. Find out what specifically works for you, you know, that's in the guidelines of the science that has been proven to work, and just keep it simple and stick with it.
Keep it super simple.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Stupid simple.
No, for real though. But.
Stupid.
Do we got the use? Yeah.
You stupid.
You big dummy.
You big dummy.
Come on, man. And we killing y'all on this episode. Hit the comments real quick, man. Manifesting. Can't lift them dumbbells. Manifesting. Can't run on treadmills. Manifesting. Can't do those crunches. Absolutely not. Wait, what? Manifesting a body with no work. Faith without works is dead. Oh, brother, this guy stinks. I'm so weak. Okay, bars. Lotus. Okay. Big back activity is at an all-time high in 2024. It is.
Man.
It's crazy. Manifesting and manifesting.
To a bigger back.
To a bigger back.
Bars.
Bars. Hit the like button.
Share with a friend.
And share it with a friend. All right. Next one.
That's number three.
Where's my button? I'm too busy to work out.
That gotta be the worst one.
Listen, me, Rob, and Tune was literally just talking about how this shit is not easy. Staying fit. Right? Everybody is busy. Right? Especially in this economy. Most people got one or two jobs. A side business, you know, people are hustling.
Kids,
family members they got to take care of, you know what I'm saying? So it's not fucking easy. If it was easy, I guarantee everybody would have a six pack instead of the big back. That's the bar right there. I wasn't even ready for that.
With no slack.
I'm talking like, and I mean, I don't come on here and try to brag, but
yeah,
I'm a prime example, bro.
For sure.
Long days. Pause.
And
pause.
And we can big ism and sweat check. We can attest to that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. We were grinding in and out the gym. I'm in that motherfucker. So when I'm telling you that, you know, you really gotta find a window of time that works for you, even if it's 30 minutes, even if it's 45 minutes, because sometimes workouts are shorter than others.
Man.
But what I'm not going to do is fall the fuck off.
Oof.
So, you know, and you got to realize, if somebody with your same schedule, probably with a more difficult schedule, and they still getting it in.
Facts.
So, you know, you just, at the end of the day, what do you want? You know, you got to get sick and tired of looking at that body and not being like, damn, I look fucking good. Pool party, you scared to take your shirt off. Pool party, you scared to wear the two-piece, ladies.
Pool party, you scared to pull up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or you pull up to the pool party with the crop top on, you just let the gut hang out like, it's 2025. If he don't like a thick bitch, he's not a real man. Get that shit out of here. All right? Look, you trying to find a reason to sit there and be built like Play-Doh. All right? Flubber. Fudge belly. All right, you looking for a reason to slack off, and you looking for a reason not to take yourself to a higher level, because you know you don't like that shit,
man. And you looking for a reason go ahead.
Oh, I'm almost done.
No, you're fine.
And the dude gassing you up, you don't like his ass. He is your fourth choice.
Y'all
and
like
not the first choice.
Y'all like
the first
other.
Choice is a fit ninja. And he don't want you. He's looking at the fit chick. All right, Tune, whatever you was going to say, go ahead and say that.
Man, at the end of the day, you know what it comes down to, and you know we practice this every day. Me, C. Marty, and Big Ism is priority, man. You know, yeah. You make time for what you feel is important.
Yeah,
your health has to be your number one priority. I don't give a fuck what else you got going on. You know, aside from family, immediate family, kids, X, Y, Z, obviously those, you know, those rank in priority. But your health is right up there with, you know, what you need to give attention to. So if you are putting your health on the back burner, what else are you focused about? You know what I'm saying? What are you focused on? Because without your health, nothing else in this life is even remotely enjoyable if you are in poor health condition.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So you guys got to start prioritizing your health, putting your fitness first. And like he said, I know you get tired of waking up in the morning and you'd be like, damn, I look like shit, or damn, you know, I'm uncomfortable. I'm unconfident in my body.
Yep.
That's not a good feeling.
Yep.
So you got to start doing something about that as a result, right? So make the change, man. Stop being your own excuse. Stop loathing in your own self-pity and looking for people to feel sorry for you, because nobody does. I don't. Big Rob don't. C-Mar don't. We don't give a damn how you feel, because everybody going through shit. Everybody got their own problems, but we still make some time, make a way, and make it happen. You dig what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And you know, before we move on to the next one,
sure,
you know, get your money, hustle,
facts,
grind. We're not telling you to not get your money, but don't ask how I know.
How you know?
Having that bag with the nice body is better than having a bag with the bad body. We kill y'all on this episode. I ain't got the bag. Don't ask how I know. I just know. What the fuck is he talking about? Ain't prioritizing your health, but you prioritizing Netflix. Big black ass. All right. Anyway, let's hit these comments. We're gonna get to the next one. Pool party, and you scared to bring your girl around me? Yeah, I said it. Mike.
Facts.
Mike. Mike. I know. Mike, it is facts.
Mike Flex.
Break three. You're
out. You're out of here, buddy. Mike, you're out of here, buddy. Mike. Mike, you're out of here. Mike. Mike trying to get me and Tune to go up. Now, I'm not going. Listen, me and Tune went to the pool party this summer.
Oh man!
No, that shit was crazy, bro.
Folks, lucky the weather wasn't nice.
Y'all lucky the weather was nice
because it would have been a problem.
Yo,
it would have get back. It would have got bad.
Duh,
real quick.
Me and Tune were the only dudes at the pool party dressed for the pool party.
Oh my god!
Every dude had on jeans, was fresh. Jordans, designer shoes. Me and Tune pulled up in the shorts
shirt. This thing had a beater on.
I had the beater on with the Gucci shorts.
I had like a what?
Tattoos. All the ninjas like, So then our man, the cameraman, me and Toon try to get a picture. Like, yeah, bro, flick us up. He like, all right. But real quick, I'm trying to get my arms right. I'm like, fuck. I just want to fucking take a picture, man. Damn, bro.
I'm hating that shit.
Everybody in there drinking. Me and Toon, we drinking water. That shit was crazy.
Hey, bro. Man, I'm trying to get my bench up. I'm like, bro, I'm like, I don't care about that right now.
Trying to have a good time, man.
You feel me?
Anyway, that shit was crazy. That's no cap either.
There's vibes around, bro. We talk about it wrong. This ain't the gym, bro.
We didn't even talk about the gym, bro. We didn't even talk about the females in there. Anyway, we're not even gonna go there. Ninjas was mad. Ninjas was tight.
Ninjas was nervous.
Ninjas was nervous.
He was nervous. Like, damn.
Well, this ninja don't skip a day at the gym. He whispered to him, nigga, I hear you.
I see you.
I see you and I hear you. Like, I'm right here. Bro. I'm right here, bro. Like, that's weird.
I can feel the hate.
That's weird. Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Nigga did say that stupid
that's
shit.
That's fucking weird.
No Diddy. You know?
And it's a little no Diddy.
Those be those side remarks. You be like,
backhanded compliments, bro. Like,
I like, oh, you insecure.
You got a big ass shirt on. It's hot as shit. It's July. Yeah, backhanded compliment for sure. Anyway.
Skip a ditch.
Yeah, big ass shirt on. Fuck is you doing? Yo, bro, that clip about them putting burgers and fries on the flights is diabolical as hell. I'm telling you, I hope that shit is fake, bro.
That shit probably real.
Bro, if I'm on Delta, because I like flying Delta. Like, I thoroughly enjoy Delta.
That joint gonna smell like all fries.
If I wake up and smell fucking Shake Shack, I'm never flying Delta again. They're never getting a dime from me.
You're not going to order a burger?
No. I'm ordering shit. And I'm done. I'm not ordering Shake Shack again if they do that shit. Speaking of pool parties, do look at all the land whales at the water parks, too, and got all the confidence in the world, too. Man, listen, bro. We're cooked. And I'm not going to say what race is hyping them up.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You know who's hyping them up. You know what race and what demographic has the reputation of hyping them land whales up. All right, let's get to the next comment. People got to drink more water too, clean the body out. You got to clear
facts,
the toxins
Kenny,
out.
Facts.
Absolutely, Kenny. And Kenny, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
I don't know if I've seen your name before. Welcome to the show.
Kenny, hit that like button, bro.
And hit the like button.
Appreciate
for,
you,
for,
brother.
For some young brothers trying to spit some fitness bars out here.
Bars.
What type of ninjas are you guys hanging out with? Never had to deal with losers like that at the gym I go to. But I do keep to myself and view everyone else as an NPC. Well, it wasn't our friends. It was just the pool party. We just, you know. A couple of our friends was DJing and promoting. So,
The general pop.
Yeah, we just pulled up to show love. And, you know, I didn't willingly, you know, hey, I want to hang out with those guys. That's not what happened.
People come around us.
Yeah. But I didn't say that. Toon said that.
I said it. Fuck.
You go to the next one. Not hanging out with. Oh, but I mean to say you're around at the gym. No, that was at the pool party, not at the gym. But yeah, shit was crazy. It's going to be a big back next to you when you wake up with a triple stack, and they're going to have a seatbelt extender. No, they're not. If I get, I'm getting on Instagram Live if I have a seatbelt extender next to me.
Excuse me, bro.
Yeah, they're going to be mad at me.
The seatbelt extender is crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, black people and white people, too. It's definitely black people and white people. Do I have that joint here? I don't think I have that one here. Yeah, I don't have that one here. But we'll just do this.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Not one fat Asian at the pool parties, water parks either. Oh, wow.
I be seeing some fat Asians, though.
Yeah, in this country, it's a lot of fat Asians.
Some big back Hispanics.
It's a lot of them. Everybody's fat in this country.
Facts.
No, like, that's really no cap. All right, anyway. Next one. Are y'all ready? I can't work out alone. And listen, a lot of y'all be having these bullshit workout partners. So if your workout partner don't go to the gym, you skip the gym too. That's not how that works. You're not going to blame that shit on your bullshit workout partner that really wasn't even really trying to go to the gym. They just thought a 30-day challenge would do something to get them right for the vacation. Leave their ass or get a new workout partner or find a new gym community, right? Mm-hmm. You can absolutely work out by yourself. Stop depending on other people for your goals. Mm. These are your goals. This is your body. This is your health. If they want to have piss poor health and not take care of themselves, that's them. Leave that shit to them. Let them. They grown ups, right? They can make their own choices. All right. You can't depend on anybody because it's going to start with you. And if you need some help, if you need somebody to assist, right?
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Still starts with you because nobody's going to want to help you if you're not trying or you don't have the dedication to help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start moving in the direction of getting better, the right people going to gravitate towards you. You're going to attract the right energy.
Facts.
But you using them excuses, nobody going to want to help your ass. Because the last thing, somebody who's committed, somebody who's knowledgeable about this process that been through it,
mm-hmm.
the last thing they want to do is waste their time on somebody who bullshit. Right?
Facts.
So, you know, I know, for example, Big Rob right here,
mm-hmm.
he has had, I've seen it.
Sure.
Many workout partners, their ass is just gone now because they're not fucking serious. Right? And if they come back to the gym, I bet he won't let them come back and work out with him. I know I have clients, they try to come back to the gym and work out with me. I don't even want their money. They're getting left on red because I ain't got time for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, it starts with you and your work ethic first, and then people will want to be around you and help you get to your goals. You got anything on that, Tune?
Yeah, I like how you put that, brother, because at the end of the day, nobody's coming to save you, man. So I would say me preferably start to understand how to work out by yourself. Train by yourself, because them dark days, them days when you don't feel like it, when you unmotivated, when you tired, you know, when you just don't feel like going to the gym or putting in that work, ain't nobody gonna be there be like, oh, come on, bro, let's do that. You know what I'm saying? After a period of time, you develop that energy by putting in the work yourself and naturally attracting those people who may want to be around you because they see you putting in work, or be like, oh, damn, that's my accountability partner now because he's also putting in work. But for you to be dependent on somebody to come hold your hand and drag you to the gym and put the weight in your hand and lift the weight for you and put you on the treadmill and feed you the food, spoon feed you like a damn child, is not going to happen. So if you're waiting for somebody to come save you, you're going to be waiting forever. You're going to be thinking forever. You're going to be procrastinating forever. So stop waiting on somebody to come fucking do the work for you and, you know, start take an initiative to be serious about your goals and your fitness. Because at the end of the day, when everybody goes their separate ways, everybody leaves by themselves.
Yep.
So you got to start by yourself and you got to keep pushing by yourself, because like I mentioned before, nobody's coming to save you.
Nah, all facts, bro. And then before we get to the next one, think about, you know, if it might be at work, you know, you want help on a project or something. Who wants to help the lazy motherfucker who's not even trying? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know y'all don't want to help that person.
Facts.
Right? So just think about that. Or if you want a promotion, right, and you want to get to the next level, you got to be putting the work in first. It starts with you. You know, even like, not to like reminisce and shit, but I remember coming up like hooping and shit.
Mm-hmm.
When I had coaches looking out for me, or, you know, somebody that wanted me to play for their team, or, you know, they saw me putting the work in. They saw me showing up.
Sure.
Right? They saw my work ethic.
The effort.
That's how I was able to go to school for free. But you know what I'm saying? It starts with you at the end of the day. So, hey, we killing y'all. That's good. Great info. See these comments real quick. We'll keep this thing moving. Hey, make sure I hit the like button. Oh, my bad. You good, brother?
You straight, brother.
Speaking of meteor Asians, I don't see too many thick Asian women where I live at.
Meteor Asians is no Diddy. First pause.
Woo! Bro, whoa.
We might be no third Diddy, strike you know. Off the
floor. I'll give him a pass because he was talking about ladies. I give him. He could have used a different word.
That terminology is crazy.
Yeah.
Big is.
Yeah, could have used a different word. It's all good.
He got big is about
it. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Where you live at against Wicked Scorpion? Chicago? I don't think it's a lot of Asians out there. It's a whole bunch. It's all every type of Asian out here. Fit Asians, fat Asians, regular Asians, skinny Asians.
They run and shit.
I see everything out here. Hey, Wicked Scorpion, unless it's Chun Li Street Fighter with the TikToks.
He ain't lying. Nope. Yo, Baldy, crazy.
Yo, Baldy, wild as shit.
Baldy, wild.
Hey, Brown, Baldy, yeah, LOL. For the most part, I just see fat or skinny Asian women. Yeah, hey, it's a lot of them. Natalia, facts. Natalia, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
I can't be around lazy people because it stresses me out. Absolutely. Man, it's always more women and elderly people in the gym more than younger men these days. That's a fact.
That's facts.
It's way more old heads in the gym.
I be seeing a lot of old, way more old heads.
Bruh,
and they be consistent too, as hell.
Bro, like that's crazy.
And
man.
More in shape, low high key.
Yeah, I live in Chicago now. Okay, all right. Yeah, I didn't mean meteor as an eggplant emoji. What?
No, did he?
This guy here is on the roll today. Yeah, get out of here, buddy. Then he's gone. Michael Hawkins and Wicked Scorpion are gone for the day.
Yeah, ejected.
No baby oil bandit.
No, did he?
Yeah, he's getting the fuck out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Get his ass out of here. That's crazy. Oh, man. Reprehensible. Unruly. Unruly. Ridiculous. But back to the old head situation, man. It really is sad how like a lot of dudes in our age group really don't be in the gym. Like, you know, a lot of guys, they get that good salary and get a couple women on their line and that's it. They don't
Man, you see it all the time,
that's
bro.
That's crazy, bro.
Any environment, anywhere you go, is you just see unhealthy motherfuckers. Our age too, you be like, damn, this guy can't be no older than 20 something. He finished, cooked, body trash.
I told y'all, bro. I seen the young bull at 7-Eleven with the man titties asking me to buy him a black and mild. I said, I'll buy you some water.
Like, bro, I ain't buying you shit.
Nah, you need some water.
Bro, I ain't buying you motherfucker. Don't even talk to me,
you need
bro.
Some water.
Fuck out of here, bro. Don't talk to me. I don't know you, cuz.
Need some water. You need to hydrate. Motherfucker dehydrate. That's why you got them man boobs. You need to flush them toxins out the man boobs.
Boy, smoking them blacks. That's why he dehydrated.
Man. Then I got him something to drink. He tried to return it.
Yeah, he tried to swap it. He tried to swap it for the black.
Bro, I swear, bro. I'm like, yeah, he wild. Then I seen him again.
He burnt, nigga, burnt.
I seen him again. I said, bro, I ain't helping you.
He tried to ask you again.
Yeah, I said, I tried to buy you something. You tried to return it for some black and miles. I said, bro, I ain't helping you.
You bad.
He couldn't have been no older than 22, 23, bro.
You bad than me. I'd be like, bro, don't even talk to me, bro.
Yeah, but it's a lot of the young generation like that tapping in my content, you know, like late teens, early 20s. So
mm-hmm.
We got to keep doing what we're doing, man. We got to keep killing them on this podcast like we're doing today. Let's get them next. Let's get back in the comments real quick. Oh, yeah. Remember what I said about me being the only dude in my boxing class? Yeah, these ladies out here throwing hands more than the fellas and nice with the hands, too. Oh, for sure. For sure. I used to teach boxing classes for a little bit. And it was overwhelmingly more women than men in there. Sad. But let me chill for somebody to be like, he thinks he's a tough guy. I never said I'm a tough guy. Anyway, water is a lot cheaper than some shitty ass cigarettes. Absolutely. I can't stand a fat ass motherfucker with money. They be most difficult in the club, but water when they walk. Amir, welcome back to the
welcome
show.
Welcome to the show.
Amir, where you been at, yo?
Yeah.
You ain't been on the show in a minute. If a motherfucker ain't got no money for a black and mild, they shouldn't be smoking. Facts. The fuck is you doing? How you even know how to smoke? Crazy. On God, Lotus Flower laughing. Black and milds are like, what, $10? Yeah, shit is crazy. I hate it here. All right.
Plastic tip joint.
Next excuse. You said what?
The plastic tip joint. This black and mild.
No, did he?
That was crazy. That was crazy. That's unruly.
Reprehensible.
Reprehensible.
My bad.
All right. Next excuse. Are y'all ready? You ever see a motherfucker? Like, hey, you go to the gym? Yeah, I go to the gym. Oh, yeah, what you do? Yeah, like 20 minutes of yoga. Listen here, buddy. Oh, that's not, I didn't mean to hit that. Where's the buzzer? Here, listen. Yoga's amazing. I do yoga, too. That's not your fucking workout. Now, you need it? Is it beneficial? Yes.
Yes, sir.
Can you get stronger? Yes. Will your core get stronger? Yes. But you got to do more than that. You got to at least walk. You got to lift some weights. You got to do something. Cycle.
Resistance. Something.
Something. Right? Yoga is amazing, but you can't just do yoga. All right? Of course, add it in your routine. But listen, it's not going to build a body that you want. Because I know, ladies, deep down, y'all want a certain physique. Stop playing. Stop lying.
Stop capping.
And fellas, grown-ass men, y'all damn sure don't need to only be doing no yoga. The only excuse is
no Diddy. You
it's
know?
Like, no, let me stop right when I cancel my shit.
No Diddy, you know.
That's the only excuse. And even then, you still need to lift some fucking weights, man. It's like, nah, I'm playing.
This guy crazy.
It's all jokes. It's all jokes. Y'all calm down.
No Diddy, you know.
Calm down. It's a joke. Don't come in here trying to shut the stream down. Anything on that tune?
Man, you gotta do some type. You gotta do some type of strength training, man. That's the only way your body gonna change. Yes, yoga is cool. You know, you get the benefits of stretching. You strengthen your core, strengthen your hamstrings, X, Y, Z. You know, you loosen up the body. You build your mobility. That's cool and all. But for in order for your body to really change, and you to really develop that physique that you desire or that you're trying to manifest, right? You actually got to put in the work and do something strenuous, and that's going to allow your body to change, whether that be strength training, calisthenics, resistance training. There's several types of methods. Pick one, but just solely yoga alone, that's not going to do the trick. You guys got to incorporate more rigorous exercise into your regimen.
Yeah, you got to get that heart rate going, man. I know. Don't be scared to get out that comfort zone. Don't be scared to work on that VO2 max. We talked about VO2 max on here the other day. But yeah, let's keep this episode going. I'm killing y'all.
Killing y'all, man.
You know what I'm saying? We are killing y'all. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to press that. Comments real quick. We're gonna get to the next one. We got yoga not going to cut it. Absolutely not.
Cut it.
Oh, nope.
The calorie deficit is important too. I put myself on it. I've been slacking and big backing. It's like now. Let's keep it going. Y'all ready for the next one?
What we got?
I'll start when I get my new workout gear. I could talk about this shit all day because I almost got canceled over a clip. Let me stop. I'll bring it up at the end of this when we talk about it. Listen, you don't need the sweetest gear to get started, right? You don't have, you can, motherfucker, go on some jeans if you have to. Right, go with what you have.
Some sweats.
If you're too big to find clothes that fit you, you better work with what you got. I know you guys wear a pair of sweatpants. You better wash them motherfuckers every night and get to the gym. You waiting to spend extra money while you're getting fatter for some sweet workout gear
to look big in the clothes.
To look big in the clothes, right? You don't know you haven't developed no habits yet. Right, so you waiting a week to get paid to buy clothes when you could have had a week of progress. Stop worrying about looking sweet.
You're not looking sweet.
You're not looking
sweet. It's not looking sweet.
Oh, you're not looking sweet.
You're looking weak.
And you eating too many sweets.
Let him cook.
And you like to eat.
Let him cook.
You smell like feet.
Fat ass feet.
Let him cook.
The big back can't fit in your sheets.
Let him cook.
All your big back want to do is sleep.
Let him cook.
Don't want to hire a trainer. You're cheap.
Let him cook.
Nah, but in all seriousness, man, we gotta stop worrying about the Nikes, the Adidas. Just stop it, man. Get in there, get to work. Results, don't fucking care what clothes you have on. It doesn't matter, all right? Anything on that, Tune?
Man, being in the gym is not a pretty thing anyway.
Yep.
You're going to get sweaty. You're going to get dirty. You're going to feel disgusting. Who cares what you got on? As long as you're getting that work in, putting in the effort, putting in the reps, and seeing the progress long term, brings you more satisfaction than what you got on. Nobody cares what you're looking like because you're really not looking sweet. let's just keep it 100, especially like you said, if you ain't got the habits beforehand or if your back just already big, whatever clothes you got on just not going to really be looking sweet. So you might as well just redirect your focus as to actually getting in the gym, work with what you got. Wear them baggy ass sweatpants, the beat up kicks, that dingy ass white tee or beater, and let's get to work. Stop fucking worrying about the clothes you got on your back because for real, that shit not gonna look sweet regardless. So, you know,
focus on movement, not materials. We killing y'all. check the comments. We're gonna get to the next one, man. We zooming through these today. Yo, where we at? Nah, violation. Yeah, probably. I don't even remember what she said that to, but probably
caloric deficit.
Oh yeah. Yo, Source, finished packing my gym clothes for next week since I'm heading out of town Monday night. Playback game, getting up early tomorrow morning for gym work. All right, brother.
Shout out to Mike.
Take it easy, brother.
Hit that like button.
Hit the like button. LOL. You still going to sweat and stink in them regardless of if the gym clothes are cute or not. Okay, bye. No, all facts. Who is you? Amir, he wasn't talking about you specifically. He was just saying in general. Amir about to go off. Yeah.
On who?
On Mike Hawkins. Oh. He said I stink.
I'm going to prove to you.
Oh, wrong button.
You
what?
Yo, next time. Yo, good job.
What the fuck? Hey, That's crazy.
That's your man's cut. That's your man.
That, bro. Like, if you get a trainer, you're going to hate it when they push you, but they don't care about your feelings. They only care getting your ass in shape. Absolutely, man. We killing y'all. Let's get y'all ready for the next one. Yeah, that was insane. Next one. The gym is too crowded.
I'm going to prove to you.
Oh, man. All right, look, man. If you have an issue with the gym being too crowded, right, you need to find out when it's not crowded, right? So nine times out of 10, you probably need to get your ass up in the morning. Develop some discipline, develop a routine at night, set a bedtime, and get your ass up in the morning. If not, find a new gym. And if you can't find a new gym in your area that's convenient or by your job that's convenient, guess what? You got to figure out how to work through the crowd. You know, I've worked out at all types of times. Sometimes when the gym is dead, sometimes when the gym is crowded, I'm still going to get the work in. Can you?
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey, can I work in with you? How many more sets you got? Some people gonna give you a stupid look. Fuck them. Right? You there to get your work in. Don't worry about that. But that's not an excuse. You can't quit your journey because the gym is crowded. And guess what? You're gonna see a lot of bullshit in there. People not gonna be serious. People not gonna be going hard. People gonna be trying to talk. People gonna be trying to flirt. People gonna be having tripods doing dumbass workouts in your way. Oh well, it is what it is, right? If you live in a heavy populated metropolitan area like us, that just might be an obstacle you gotta face. But regardless, the shit ain't easy. If it ain't that obstacle, it's gonna be something else, right? So be an adult, be grown up, figure it the fuck out, and get to work. Toon, you got anything on that?
Yeah, man. At the end of the day, the gym gonna be crowded. Obviously, certain periods throughout the day are going to be less crowded than others, obviously, right? So figure out what time works best for you. If you have to wake up in the morning, get your ass up. If you know it's not going to be nothing but old heads and retirees at the gym early in the morning, go then. That way, you know, you don't got to deal with the overcrowdedness. But at some point, you're going to have to come face to face with that. That's just the truth of the matter. The gym is going to, there's going to be other people there working out. So if you're using that as a scapegoat to not want to go, that's some bullshit. You're going to have to figure out how to navigate through your feelings and get your ass in there and figure it out, right? If you got to hop in with somebody, get your work in, like C-Marty said, you got to do that. If you got to jump over the tripods to get to the dumbbells, you got to do that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you still got to figure it out, right? So let's not use all these excuses and all these, windows of opportunity or stupid things to give us license not to get our work in. You know, at the end of the day, it's all excuses that you're making up for yourself. We still got to put that work in,
and
crowded or not.
And if you want something practical, you got two options: get a home gym, or invest in an Equinox or a high-end gym. You know, pay a little bit more extra money, a DMV iron if you're in a DMV area. If you don't want to do that, hey, you got to deal with the crowd.
Or learn how to work out at home.
or learn how to work. That's what, that's what I'm saying. Get you a home gym or learn how to work out at home. So,
or get some equipment off TikTok that you can do in the garage.
Yeah, don't get that stepper shit. Let's get these comments. Let's keep this thing going, man. I think we read that one. Yeah. And regardless of if you're wearing Lululemon or some old-looking Nike clothes, you need to wash your ass and brush your teeth and use mouthwash. You got to do that. Be smelling foul in the gym.
Hygiene is important.
Skip that. Mary, what's up with Mary, yo? Like, what's going on today? I'm 36 and still look like I'm 20 years old. Shout out to Kenny Bynum. Those same folks who say the gym is crowded ain't got no problem going to a crowded club. Exactly. They're going to be in that crowded fast food spot. Exactly. They're going to be in the crowded stores buying expensive shit. Exactly. I think people say they have social anxiety because they're insecure about people with nice bodies in the gym.
Facts.
That's valid, but it's still cap. It definitely is cap.
Stop the cap.
Just go to a 24/7 gym, and even then, there's still going to be maybe one person there. Oh, yeah, it's always going to be people in the gym, bro. All right, we got the next one. We are getting to the end. I had to babysit the kids. The kids took all of my energy. Kids do not stop the show.
At all.
All right? And
at all.
They're going to say, you don't have kids. You don't know what you're talking about. I don't have kids.
You're not a parent.
But I train mostly parents. I got friends that's parents, and I got plenty of people in the gym community that's parents, and they're in there, and they've been consistent for years.
Many years.
Many years.
Male and women.
Exactly. Kid one, kids don't stop the show, and two, your kids are going to do what you do, more than likely. You're setting an example for them. So if you want some big back shit, your kid's going to be on some big back shit, right? If your kid keeps saying you start the fitness journey and you keep stopping, your kid, my dad on some bullshit, mom on some bullshit. They might not say it to you, but they know that in the back of their head. So listen, don't set a bad example for your kids. And the last thing on that, remember, you can't be the best version of yourself for your kids if you ain't taking care of yourself. You can't be the best parent if you ain't taking care of your body, if you ain't taking care of your health. Tune, anything on that?
Man. That's all bullshit, man. Man, we know multiple men, older men, younger men, older women, younger women, got multiple kids, multiple responsibilities, got the job, you know, got a business, but they still be in the gym, and they be more consistent than the people that don't have kids, that don't have a job.
Exactly.
That ain't got no motion. They ain't got shit to do.
Exactly.
And they've been in the gym for years, looking bomb, putting in the work, staying consistent, getting the reps in. So there's no excuse, man. And I don't want to hear about, you're not a parent. You don't got kids. You're right. I don't have kids, but I train hella parents.
Exactly.
Men and women. And a lot of times, shit, they bring their kids to the gym. You know, I put on my story multiple times while I'm holding babies.
No, facts. I've had that.
Yeah, newborns while the parent, and I'm delegating at the same time.
And the kid be having fun in there.
And the kid be having fun. You know what I'm saying? Kid be wanting to train with me, and they don't even know me yet.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So ain't no excuse about kids, you know. Find a gym that, you know, has a kids club. You know, our gym has a kids club. You know, let the kids will chill at the club until you get your workout in. You go scoop your kid up, and then you can leave, right? So there's no excuse, right? Or if your kid is old enough, bring them and have them work out with you. You dig what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's just another excuse, another big back excuse, another BBE. I'm tired of it. Cut the bullshit.
All facts. Dom DeMarco. All right. Last one of the day. So you're going to like this one.
What you got?
I'm too old to start now. Listen here, buddy. You already headed in the wrong direction. If you don't start now, it's a wrap. You're going to be in a nursing home.
Sis. Bro.
Grandkids, you can't play with the grandkids. All right? Your kid's going to be wiping your ass soon.
Man.
If you don't start now. you better get it together. You're only going in one direction. And the older you get, the faster you decline. The faster the fat piles on, the faster your knees and your lower back and your hips deteriorate. So you better start now. And it's, believe it or not, there's motherfuckers in the gym your age still looking like how they looked in their 30s. Still looking how they looked in their 20s and their 40s, depending how old they are.
Probably look better.
Probably look better than what they used to look like. So you better tighten up. And guess what? We talk about, you know, access to social media. Mm-hmm. It's old people building followers and getting money from their social media following because they old and they're inspiring other old people to get on their fitness shit.
Man.
So that all these excuses tired out. They have been debunked, right? The info is out there. So cut that old shit out. You got anything on that tune?
Yeah, man. In this country, we don't have an education issue, C. Marty, or Big Ism. We have an application issue. You dig what I'm saying? You have all the resources at your hand. This is a resource. You on the computer all day working, whether you're working remote, working whatever. You got a phone, you got a computer, you got all the tools, you got all the resources, but you're not being resourceful. You know, like C. Marty said, there's old people who are building a platform by inspiring other old people. And the older you get, the quicker your body starts to slow down, right? So you want to get a jump on the ball before you become one of those people where it becomes too late. If you're using that excuse, well, I'm too late to start now, then you already fallen off the ball. You know, you already headed down a slippery slope. You know, you crashing out.
I'm telling you.
You crashing out at this point. And that, you know, and it's much harder to get that fat off that you piling on down the line than it is right now if you just start and make gradual strides, you know, towards some type of progression.
Yep.
Because if you start down the line when you 20 years, like, oh, I'm going to start now, at that point it's really too late and you might as well just, you know, charge it to the game because ain't no coming back from that. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to deter you from even wanting to go forward because you're not going to be in the best physical condition to even start then. So start now. Don't wait. Stop procrastinating. Let's get on it. Stop making excuses. Start now. Stop thinking and just start. You dig?
All facts, man. And as we close out, man, all this shit, all these excuses we name, it's most of it is mental. Right? You made some shit up in your head. Your self-doubt, you're distracted.
Fearful,
you're insecure. I mean, whatever, unrealistic expectations. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, man. Get out your head, all right? And when you put some action in there and stop thinking so much, you're going to realize that you was making bullshit excuses. So stop telling the stories to yourselves. Stop listening to the negative people. Listen more to this podcast. Listen to more to Me in Tune. Listen to more content creators like us that's really out here putting the work in. And watch that fat fall off. Watch that back get unbig. And we killed y'all on this episode.
Dom DeMarco.
Let's get in these last comments. Make sure I hit the like button. We're going to get out of here soon. These kids want to work out too. If they see an adult putting in work, you're leading by the right example.
Facts.
Absolutely. Oh God, I've had clients that started working out in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. Me too. No excuse.
It's facts.
Working out can make you look younger for the most part, unless you're on steroids or you've had a rough life regardless. Absolutely. If they can swipe on Tinder, they can join a gym to get slender. If they got a pocket full of green, they can train to stay lean. If they can try to hit on girls, they can do some bicep curls. I love it.
Bars.
Absolutely bars, man. So man, that was a fire episode.
Agreed.
But real quick, let me tell y'all what the old head did, man. So I'm in there, I'm doing triceps, you feel me?
Where you at in the gym?
I'm at the cables, you feel me? I'm doing the triceps, I'm standing up straight. I'm like this, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Good extension on the triceps.
All the way down, all the way up.
He come over there like, hey, young blood. I said,
oh shit. Fuck does this motherfucker want?
Why you do your triceps like that? I'm like, look, man, I played, you know, when I played D1, when I, you know, trained in high school, that's how they taught us. So as I, you know, got certified, became a trainer, I kind of stuck with it.
Yeah. It works for me.
Well, you know who I'm talking about. Well, I'm certified by Ace. This is how they taught us at Ace. No bullshit. You got to get close to it like this. I said, bro, I'm not doing no fucking triceps like that. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? I finished my set and dipped.
That should have pissed me
off. It was looking crazy, bro. Even people in the gym was looking like,
what's up with dude?
What the fuck is he talking
what's
about?
What's going on, right?
Not doing that shit, bro. Get your goofy freaky, ass. Dumb, goofy ass out of here, bro. No bullshit, bro. Anyway. Yeah, that was crazy. And I'm not hyping that story up. I actually downplayed the story. To be honest, I really downplayed it. It's been a long day. I'm trying to get up out of here. We all sleepy.
Hey, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And just so y'all know, we see that cap too. Yeah, you can fool them, but you can't fool the source, man.
The cap is crazy, man.
We see the numbers. We do the research.
Yo, that's crazy. I'm not believing none of that shit.
And we pull the info, man. We know what it's talking about. We know what it's not talking about. Stop that shit. You feel me? You can capture them, but you can't capture us, man.
You see, I ain't had no guests in a while.
It's crazy. That shit is inauthentic, man.
That shit is crazy, bro.
It's a fallacy.
Hey, and man.
Kill the fantasy, man.
Yeah. And Spider-Mo, if you watching, man, my fault, bro. I forgot to hit you back. I ain't going to hold you. I did. All honesty. Hey, man. Appreciate y'all watching another Friday episode on the Let's Bunch of Smoke Crunches podcast. Tony, any closing words before we get out of here?
Appreciate everybody that continues to tune in with us, man. If you're new here, share with a friend. If you're new here, hit the like button. Best fitness podcast out. The illest, the realest, the funniest, the most entertaining, the most bars. A lot of education, a lot of gems, a lot of bars drop. You dig what I'm saying? You know my motto, man. No sweat, no check. Self-improvement is always on the menu. We appreciate y'all. We're going to continue to spread the knowledge, drop the game. And, you know, be a staple in the fitness community. We love y'all and we appreciate all the support. We're going to keep this, this trend rolling. You dig what I'm saying? Less brunches, more crunches podcast.
Absolutely, man. Hey, bro, go ahead, hit the like button, subscribe to the page, follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. And like I said, YouTube, clearly see Marty Fit because you're watching on YouTube more than likely. And once again, this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of your belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. And don't come in my comments talking crazy because you triggered, because you're not doing what we talking about, because you feel some type of way, because we speaking facts. And if you do come in there talking crazy and I see it, because a lot of y'all shit I don't see, but if I do see it, I'm going to cook you. Tone going to cook you.
Big Ism going
Big Rob going to cook you. Brown Baldy going to cook you. Michael Hawkins going to cook you.
Wicked Scorpion
going to cook you. Spider-Mo going to cook you.
Amira going to cook you.
The whole gang's going to cook you. And you're going to go viral. So be careful.
Tread lightly.
Be careful what you post. If you post some bullshit, that's your fault. And with all that being said, catch me on Sunday. We will be back to the Bible verses relating it to fitness. And
bars.
Yeah, catch y'all on Sunday. We out of here.